Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Mick and the boys bringing us back. Serious rock and roll. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. We're spinning some platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a good time. Thanks for joining us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. John Deeney is our guest, a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the brand new book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, which really, folks, I know that when you see... It might actually be completely intuitive to you, but I'm telling you, when you get into the book, you'll see that it's a great title. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on the book. The idea is that hunters are entrepreneurs, and they're the people who are willing to go out against all odds, all in, and do what they have to do to create something from nothing. But then when they accomplish that. In the prehistoric days, John, they bring the carcass back, and the people in the cave would take care of that, and they'd go out and do it again, right? But when you're a small business owner and you create something from nothing, you slay the dragon in the marketplace, and you bring it back, you have to skin it, you have to cook it, you have to prepare it. I mean, I had to do that when I started my business. You do too, did too, John, and that's a little, it's hard to go from one role to the other, isn't it?
Right, and you get bogged down. One of the, little sound bites I say in the book is, no tribe had more to eat because the hunters spent their time in the cave skinning and cooking.
Right, exactly.
you need to be out there, and you need to be doing the things you're good at. And when you survey small business owners. Most of them say that they spend about 20% of their time doing what they do best, and the rest of the time doing what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm coaching people, I tell them, if you can get people trained to do some of those duties that you don't do well to start with, leaving aside the ego thing of I do everything better than everybody else, which is most of us, the way most of us think, what would happen to your company if you could spend 40% of your time doing what you do best?
Mm-hmm.
40% of your time forming alliances, training your people, developing new things, going out and doing business development. What would the impact on your company if you doubled your time? It's just phenomenal. But we get swamped with this, I can't afford to pay somebody to do it because I'm not doing enough business.
Well, that's exactly right. This is where, and John, 20, 30 years ago, it was a lot more of a problem because it was difficult for people in those days to find, incremental support. Incremental support from an employee, incremental support from technology, et cetera, et cetera. Today, you've got little niche fillers everywhere. I mean, I can give you a phone number that'll connect you to a person who will work for you for an hour a week. You and I can recommend free software that will take a complete job off of you, et cetera, et cetera. The ability for hunters to spend more time hunting and less time doing detailed farming work is much easier today than it was 20 years ago.
Oh, Jim, I just spent yesterday afternoon with an employee. She's my assistant. She's terrific. She just spent a vacation in Africa. She's fallen in love with the game preservation effort, and she wants to move over there for a year to help on a game preservation ranch. And she is going to continue to do work for me. There are certain skills she has that I need that she's going to do via internet, and I'm going to pay her, and that's how she's going to
have
money over there.
20 years ago, one of you would have been brokenhearted.
Right. Well, I may still be brokenhearted. It depends on her a lot. But
the key is to get her to come back. That's going to be the key.
Yeah.
But no, seriously. I mean, the whole thing, John, is, and this is something that's really important, and I've been talking about this for a long time, and that is people, the hunters of the world, the CEOs of the company, have to fire themselves from jobs that they don't have to do and promote themselves to jobs that only they can do.
Right. Right. And I say throughout the book, the reason I think this book is a bit different from everything else is it's not a management book. It's not management processes. It's not how to manage your company. It's how to be an owner, because only 3% of us own businesses and employ people. And according to the SBA, we create 2/3 of all the new jobs in this country.
Yep.
You know, we are still hunting for everybody else. And when the economy goes south, where does both parties, both sides of the government, what do they jump up and say we need in the Great Recession? Oh, right. We've got to help small business. We've got to help entrepreneurs go out there and create.
One of the
But then we give them books that say, well, don't create, manage.
One of the things, one of the aha moments for me, one of my hunting versus farming moments for me was back in the 90s when they first started talking about HTML. I went out and bought the book on learning HTML.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the kind of person that would really get into that. I mean, I'd been publishing for a long time. I would really get into this. And so I bought that book and I started reading it. And I mean, I didn't have a website at that time. And I couldn't afford to buy a website. But I remember saying, wait a minute. If I get really good at HTML, I'm not going to be able to lead this business. I'm going to focus on building websites, and that's not what I want to do. So I put the book up, didn't read it, and from since then I've hired people who knew HTML. And I continue to run my business and grow it as a hunter in a farmer's world. That's the book that John wrote. John Deeney and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.